So, Hare Krishna, I wanted to share with you in the first part of our program a little bit our tour through Russia and Australia, and then we will quickly come to the Holy Land. You might have heard we were absent from Germany for 3 long months, and our journey started here in Russia. Now, those of you who are from Russia will recognize him. His name is Boris, and then a Russian name comes. Grivinchikov. He is the hero of Russia. He's a legend, a very nice person, now a little older, and how would we describe him? He is a thinker. He translates the Bhagavad Gita into a contemporary Russian version which ordinary people can easily understand who don't know our philosophy. And he is a singer. He's more famous in Russia than Putin. And that shows something. He is liking the devotees. We made contact with him, and he just wrote me a greeting for the new year. In Moscow, we have a program called Sound for the Soul. It is a kirtan program, and we do kirtan there. You can just see how the people react to kirtan in Russia. It's something else, the Russian emotional nature. Just see these expressions. They really go very, very deep in kirtan. And the Sound for the Soul, something very nice. These are our main organizers for that Sound for the Soul. It's something like yoga is music, but it's new. It's just coming. Then we went to Australia, where we had a tour with Madhava Prabhu, which was mostly geared towards the yoga audience. But we had one big program for all the devotees, where really all of the devotees from Australia also came. That was in the New Govardhan farm. So we will just quickly go through these pictures. This is the yoga crowd, Madhava Prabhu, and it was very successful. Madhava's wife. It was successful because Sri Prahlad had already organized a very big yoga crowd who regularly hears kirtan. Maybe we can stop here for a moment. This is Sri Prahlad who comes from the Gurukul. He is a wonderful person. He went to the university now to study psychology. But after this, he wants to go back with this knowledge into full-time preaching. We want to combine Prahlad and ourselves in the Vedic way, and he wants to teach that in Australia. Here's just some yoga pictures. And how do you like this devotee? He has something, huh? He wears a t-shirt for our holy name retreat in the new Govardhan farm. This was the 12-hour kirtan. They built a hall just for this. This is the hall. I think it's called the Gauranga Hall. Look at this Gauranga. He's made from Padmashe. Hare Krishna. And this our group, it was a very nice and serious devotees here. I think they do some meditation. What I could see in Australia was really that the devotees greeted us very, very affectionate and gave us a lot of preaching. That's Prem Kishore with the book table. We printed a book just for the Australian market. It's called The Way of the Great Departure. And here we met a very old friend, Mukunda Goswami. I think you must have heard he is the one who cultivated George Harrison, and George Harrison, before he died, built him a house. And this house is the Harrison House. It is at this farm. He's a wonderful devotee and a wonderful friend of ours. The deities in this farm are very special. Please look at Krishna. His head is tilted in a way which you don't find anywhere else. And his idea is that if he tilts the head a little bit more, a flower will fall on the lotus feet of Radharani. This is a very special Krishna deity. There are also Krishna and Balaram, and again, these deities are unique. Neither inside ISKCON nor outside have I seen Krishna's hand like this, you know, where he lifts the Govardhan hill. Can you see? It's like Nachi. Very unique. You cannot see it anywhere else, this gesture. This is the devotee, the manager, very nice and noteworthy person. His name is Ajaya Prabhu. What? Ajit, yes. And he wants to convert the whole property into Vrindavan. In other words, his idea is to have a Govardhan Hill there, and the Govardhan Hill is already there, at Radhakund and Syamakund. And here is, the next picture shows Jayadev. Jayadev came to Australia to find gold when he was young. He comes from Berlin. Now he is 85 years, and he found Krishna consciousness. He moved into the temple, and he was very happy to meet a person with whom he could speak the Berlin language. Australia is something else. You can ask Ananda Mohini and Prem Kishore. There are sharks, real sharks. This is Bhanu Nandini was diving in the ocean and meeting the sharks and kvalan and so on. And all kinds of strange creatures. And that is also the land of serving. Hare Krishna. These surfers are really something else. And our devotees, I stayed back, but the young devotees in our team, they went surfing. And there were dolphins right and left to them, looking as they were trying to surf very nicely, like this devotee here. Also in Australia, there's so many unusual plants. This is a banyan tree. I will just show you a little the country and... many creatures. And then we had for the yoga retreat this weekend of live kirtan workshops and bhakti yoga in a place called Govinda Valleys. This is Govinda Valleys. There is a retreat center, something which we want to build in Germany as well. There we invited the yoga community of Sydney for a very nice program of bhakti yoga. This is our Madhava. He was really in bliss and just yoga people who became attracted to Radha Krishna. You know that. How do you like this picture? It is almost like, let's go. Let's go, brothers and sisters. Let's leave this boring world. So we talked to the yoga people like this, and a very good reception. Good. From there, we flew directly to Hardwar and Hrishikesh. This is Hrishikesh. This is the famous Lakshman Jula Bridge. And when you stand about here, you see fishes this big who are waiting to be fed. Fishes who are yogis from their past lives and who reside in Mother Ganga's lab. Mother Ganga prepares our heart for Vrindavan by washing it clean from the impurities. Rishikesh is also a town, and Indian towns means it's wild, but in the midst of the chaos, you can always meet Lord Ram or Krishna, and you also meet Chotiwala. This is one famous person who has expanded himself in 12. I mean, there are 12 like this. They sit before the restaurant, Chotiwala. They have compulsory big stomachs to prove to the customers that you can eat to your fill here. We also made connection and good alliances with Swami Chidananda, who is known in Vrindavan in India as Cleaning Mother Ganga, and he puts now his many thousands of people to help Yamunaji. So that was a very good meeting which we had, and we went to this temple which gave us the motto for Enter Vrindavan. Please read this. Someone please who can read nicely. In this temple they don't accept donations. They want surrender. I think we can all give something from our purse, a few cents and so on. But they want, and I think it is very nice to encourage the pilgrims, that it is the best gift you have is not some money, but yourself. And if you can offer yourself to Krishna in Sharanagati, then your material life stops. Seriously. From here we went to Vrindavan and we kept this in our mind. Please offer yourself here and not any material thing. In Vrindavan, we always pray that the door to Vrindavan opens. That means the thin layer which covers the Dham from the view of materialists, that this gets uncovered. So therefore we went to Brinda Devi in Kamyavan to pray sincerely to her, "Oh, Bhaktyahina, I am without Bhakti, Brinda Devi. Please accept us in your devotional service and show us the divine couple who have observed our hearts." So by the mercy of Brinda Devi, a jiva can move forward to take darshan of Radha and Krishna. Brinda Devi is one. This is a picture which shows how attractive Vrindavan is. And it invites us for a practice which I want to do with you now. This practice is a wonderful sadhana called Vrindavan roaming. Walking around in Vrindavan and letting the breezes touch us. So when you go to the holy Dham, don't miss the chance to take the Naam and to in this way become really connected with the Dham. So we will walk around now in Vrindavan. You please follow. There is a friend of ours, Syam Das, who lives for 40 years in Vrindavan, who always shows us the nice routes. And the most important thing here is, if you can do that in your mind, is take the dust of Vrindavan, which was touched by the lotus feet of the gopis and Krishna, and which therefore is full of love, full of prema, to take that dust and put it on our on the head. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The dust. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Jai Radhe, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is from the 12th century, and this is the beginning of the computer games. You do something, and that brings you to a field. For instance, to the Dharma field, and then you automatically get elevated through this ladder to, I can't read Hindi, but to something very good. But when you do, it's also you have to use your intelligence. It's not just playing the tumbling dice, but if you land here, where the snake is, you have to go down. And apparently, that is what I was told, the computer game inventors took, at least some of them, took this model of elevation to different levels and degradation to other levels. Ultimately, one wants to come here, you know, because this brings us to the staircase, which is the stairways of bhakti, and brings us to Radha and Krishna. That is a Vaishnava invention, and I thought to present it to you. It's a very ancient, and people have copied it elsewhere. We will now enter some scenes of devotion. Going to Vrindavan is actually something very good for our devotion. Prabhupada, he said, it gives us the impetus, the inner push, which is sometimes so necessary to move forward. We have now come to Giriraj, and we will do a little Giriraj parikrama, but let us not forget Giriraj is Krishna, and he might listen to our desires and fulfill them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We have arrived in Govindakund. It is here actually where something very important takes place. Indra begs Krishna for forgiveness. So please look at this Govindakund, because later in the katha in the morning we will hear about this kund and what happened here. There is a very, very good ashram in Govindakund, which is very peaceful. And it has the tree under which Madhavendra Puri sat after he completed his Govardhan Parikrama. Here under this tree, Krishna appeared to him. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
We have ended our little Govardhan Parikrama. It was really not a complete Parikrama, but an impression of mystical Giriraj. How do you like Giriraj? He is described to be the crown Tilak. He's the tea of Braj. The Tilak is always at the highest spot of a human being. It's on the forehead. So Giriraj is on the highest spot of evaluation of all the holy places. But there are other holy places as well. And this is a picture. These are two pictures taken at Varshanadham. In Varshana, every morning, and I request you to not miss it, they have these Mangal Aratis, and from all the villages surrounding Varshana, villagers come to be there for the Mangal Arati, because there is a saying amongst the Brajbasis: if you see Sriji, that's the name of Radharani, early in the morning, then your day is a blessed day. If you don't see Radha, your day is not blessed. So from many villages around, the Brajbasis come, and they come with kirtan. They sing the names of Radha, and no one will forget the impression that how they all crowd before the closed altar. Then some devotees distribute flower petals, and as soon as the altar opens, I could just cry in ecstasy. Everyone throws the flower petals in the direction of Radharani. It's a very, very nice practice. Here are some Brijbasi children. Sweet, huh? There's some pictures of Brijbasis. This is a very good friend of ours. Always forget his Vinod Bihari, great worshipper of Radharani, and some of the boys who are playing Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, and we will see more of them. This is a sadhu from his last life. I think you can see from his eyes he is strong. He looks into your heart. Is your heart pure? He looks like this. This is A.C. Baba driving. Ananda Chaitanya is called A.C. Baba in Vrindavan. And there was a day when we came to help with our distribution of things which needy people know. This little boy from 2 years old cannot walk, but now with this little thing he can walk very easily. You might have heard we have opened one society called Braj Care, and we want to take care of Brijbasis as much as possible. This is Pandiji in the middle. He is really what you would say in an English language, a character. He is a good wrestler. Yes, you have no chance against Pandiji. He is 70 years old, but he knows the whole Bhagavatam by heart. And this brings us a little bit to an understanding. Don't judge Vaishnavas. This is Pundarik Goswami, also someone who's very friendly to our efforts. He always invites us to join his katha and also say something. Yeah, I'm with my friend Siam Prabhu. What a nice picture. You should send this to Siam. It's really nice. Yes. And these are some other friends. The person on your right hand side is, his name is, not that this is a nickname, Madan Mohan Brijbasi. Yeah, that's his name. He sings very beautifully. And next, there is Badri Vishal Prabhu. He's our Himalaya Guru. He always brings us around in the Himalayas. Here is local saint, Ramesh Baba. He also met Murari Vapu. I think you must be knowing Murari Vapu, the famous orator of Ramkatha, who gave a huge Ramkatha with 15,000 people in Braj. The idea was, and that is now in the mind of many saints and sadhus, to stop the cow slaughter in India. Maybe you have heard by now, India has become the biggest exporter of cow leather and cow meat, and this cuts really at the root of Dharma and cannot go on. Yes, Lokanath Maharaj, our saintly person also, who organizes this Brajmanda Parikrama. We had a wonderful Giriraj ceremony at in Vashana. There, the Parikramis, that is the devotees who walked on Brajmanda Parikrama, came together to worship Giriraj on his appearance day. And we have included some of the photos. We are looking at Maharaj with his really electrifying kirtan. Nowadays, many Indian devotees come. This is His Holiness Radha Raman Goswami. He is actually coming, imagine his forefathers are coming from Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj. So his brother, Radha Govinda Maharaj, does these Krishna Katas about Krishna, because Prabhupada told him, you must speak only about Krishna. And now you see the Giriraj which we made. See the preparations and be full of pleasure that soon you will have your Sunday feast. Oh, this is good, you know, that now we get our digestive juices start. In ISKCON we celebrate Govardhan like this, Govardhan Puja. Krishna had said the mountain of Halava should be offered, and here you see we are doing this Giriraj looks intoxicated from so much Halava. Very blissful. There are little horses and everything. And the whole, everything around Giriraj is depicted. Govinda Kund, this Kund, that Kund. It was a huge mountain, a really impressive mountain. Many Brijbasis celebrated with us. But we want to also show you how the Brijbasis celebrate Govardhan Puja. They take cow dung and make a Giriraj on the floor. In the next picture you will see it a little bit more. They call Giriraj Baba. Baba means father. Giriraj Baba, or simply Baba. And then to please him, they feed him personally sweets in his mouth. This is the very confidential worship of the close associates of Krishna. And then the women sing songs about Baba. It's again Ramesh Baba, who, you know, these saints often look like a child. You know who is this? Any idea? Agasura, Krishna Kirtan, you know everything. this is a wonderful new project. The Gurukul from Vrindavan is moving on this land because Vrindavan has become very noisy and very busy, and the children should be protected from this. And we have found land in the, here. It's where Krishna liberated Agasura. And on Gopastami, the day when Krishna first took the cows out, we went to this land to inaugurate the school and university. Can you please go back with Lila Purushottam, the headmaster? Who of you from Germany remembers Lila Purushottam? No. Lila Purushottam had made his PhD here in computer science and is now a professor in the Kanpur University, but most of his energy goes in organizing this the Gurukul, and he is also behind this wonderful new project. It's just very new, and he wanted that we do a 12-hour kirtan and inaugurate it like this. Yasaki Prabhu was there. Many nice kirtaniyas came. And the last pictures are showing you a little bit our invitation to the Govardhan retreat. This year, for the first year, devotees from Germany also started to come. You see there is Syamachandra and other devotees. They loved it so much. What we do is we make this pandal just at the side of Giriraj, and for 1 week there is only Krishna Katha going on, which is very nice, based on the acharyas. And devotees make breathtaking experiences in their spiritual life. You can see a little bit of the impressions. They look at Giriraj here. We are right before Giriraj. Just behind the wall, which you see, there's Giriraj. We will show you now a few impressions of the retreat, and we will sing together. You know, this is just where Giriraj is. You please just imagine you are there. Let the pictures be gates which bring us back to Giriraj. Oh, this Giriraj is revealing more and more of his beauty the longer you stay and serve him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
the next photo show, what we do up to now each year, that is a very nice traditional Leela play. This time it was the Mukta Charita. Here Krishna waters the pearls which he has put in the earth of Vrindavan, and they sprout into pearl trees. We had real pearl trees there. Please sing now. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj, who came for our 12-hour kirtan, which we did in the midst of the forest of Vashana, next to Krishna Kund, a little lake of Krishna. And at the end of that, Krishna appeared personally. You will see soon. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ibo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
This is a very nice devotee. His name is Hrishikesh Baba. He came to Tirthakadamba, place really in the wilderness. Tirthakadamba is the place where Srila Rupa Goswami wrote many of his Rasa Shastras. When he wrote about the meeting of Radha and Krishna, all the trees got flowers. And when he wrote about the separation, the trees dried and lost their leaves. Tirthakadamba. There we annually hold our Japa and Kirtan retreat with the support of Srila Rupa Goswami. You can actually, there is Hrishikesh Baba, and you can see from the pictures of these devotees, somehow Rupa Goswami is still present, and they really make all their inner experiences, the experiences which are meant for them on their own path. It's a very deep retreat. And yes, what I wanted to say is Hrishikesh Baba was attacked in Tirthakadamba. People broke what he had built. But he stayed on and kept on working hard, and now it's really like Vrindavan in the old times there. We would like to now show you a glimpse through the broken door. When things are broken in our lives, when they don't go well, there's a group of devotees from whom we can learn. These widows of Radha Kund certainly walk through that broken door. We have this Raj Care. It was started with a few Matatis. I think Saranandi was still there, to just serve these souls who have taken full shelter at Krishna, his lotus feet. And once a year, we want to give them a feast and honor them. And here you can see this widow program for which many of you have given your donations. There's always some spiritual culture there, and that is the Krishna Leela troupe from Vashana, who are our friends. I mean, the organizers of the group are our friends. And then the widows can see Radha and Krishna and feel transcendental bliss. You can see they are very eager. But something we have learned from the widows, that is the childlike innocence. Yes, we may serve them puris and halava and all this. Many devotees take part in this by now. But they serve us the great treasure of, you know, just remaining attached and surrendered to Krishna. By material standards, they are poor. But internally, you can look through their eyes, the eyes of devotion. They are rich. We'll show you some pictures. This you mostly organized by Matajis, for Matajis. But all the pandits now of Radha Kund come because they see that it is good to serve those who have taken shelter at Radha's feet. We also have a medical care there now. You know, this is a medical card which everyone gets so that they can get free medicine, whatever they need. And now look at into the faces. Please don't be shy. Look into the eyes and see if these eyes teach you something. Someone who takes shelter in Krishna, even in their misery, they're always a great soul who can teach us a lot. For all of us, this time will come where we will leave this body behind, where we have no other shelter than Radha and Krishna. Friends can't help us at that time. Relatives, money, connections. At that time only Krishna can help us. And to establish the relationship to Radha and Krishna, some choose to go in the camp of Radharani. That is the goal of this life. In this world, we should somehow find Krishna. In our lives, we should somehow try to see Krishna behind everything, waiting for us. And in this way, we can prepare ourselves for that ultimate journey of which the Vedic scriptures say, O child of eternity, who once resided in the kingdom of God, listen now. Listen now very carefully what your mother, the Vedas, will impart to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama, Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming on this journey through Russia, Australia. Was a little much, but finally to Vrindavan. Please consider some of the impressions which this slideshow gave you. It might be very useful for your spiritual life. And please make a firm plan to come to Vrindavan sooner than later and recharge your spiritual batteries. A good time to come is the month of Kartik or just after the month of Kartik, when we have the Govardhan retreats and the Vashana retreats. I would like to conclude this now. I think we will serve prasadam to our devotee guests in big quantities. Please don't be shy. And afterwards, I recommend some of you to take the left side doses, means sleep on the left side for good digestion. You have a lot to digest. We will see each other at 6 o'clock here in the temple room again for the continuation of the Govardhan Katha. So there are now 3 hours for you to eat, talk, and rest and do everything else. Hare Krishna.